Hello, family. I trust we are all doing well. This week, we've been looking at the topic serving. And today, I would love to leave you with one point that will help or enable us to serve effectively. And that is putting others first. If we look at Matthew chapter 20, verse 27 to 28, Jesus said, "Whoever desires to be first among you, let him be the slave." In other words, let him be the servant. "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve." Here we see Jesus saying that he did not come to be served, but to serve. When Jesus shared this with the disciples, it was a foreign concept to them because all their lives they had been taught that the least served the greater. The younger served the older. The servant served the master. But here Jesus is teaching them another principle, and that is putting others first. He being the master did not come for them to serve him, but then to serve. And in Philippians chapter 2, verse 4, it read, Paul says, "Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others." And we see here Paul telling us that we need not only to put our interest out there, but also to look out to others' interest. You know, if all we think about it is ourselves, it makes us selfish. But when we tend to think about others, it makes us selfless. And what we need to do, or what Paul is trying to tell us here, is that we must think about what benefits others. It's not that we shouldn't think about what benefits us, but we should also think about what benefits others. And when we begin to think about what benefits others, if we begin to think about how to be a blessing to others, it will enable us to be able to go out and to serve others. So today, the point I would love to leave with you is that for us to be able to serve others effectively, we must put them first. If we put others first, it wouldn't be difficult for us to serve and to be a blessing to them. You are highly favored and deeply loved of God.